听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, and we are on our second day of talking to expert Johnson Lin. In this month's Ask the Expert, Studio Classroom talks to Johnson Lin about tailor-made clothing. Mr. Lin has been a tailor for 40 years, and he is currently the president and chief cutter of the Sheep Custom Tailor Company. We're halfway through our lesson, and Mr. Lin has a few more trade secrets to share with us. So why don't we open our magazines to page 17 and listen to our expert as he talks about a cloth's quality.
A trip to the tailor.
Are there differences in quality?
There are often big differences in the quality of material. Tailors tend to use higher quality materials like cashmere, and they line the suits with silk. We also use inserts that are made out of horsehair. Horsehair inserts help the suit keep its shape and avoid wrinkles. Ready-made suits will often use lower quality materials like polyester wool blends. They also use paper linings and will lose their shape if they get wet. Another big difference is that ready-made suits are machine-made. They are both cut and sewn by machine. Tailor-made suits are cut and sewn by hand.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us for the second day of our Ask the Expert article. This month, we are talking to Johnson Lin. He's a tailor who's been in the business for 40 years, and he really knows a lot about making clothes. Yesterday, we asked him what types of questions should people ask when they go to visit a tailor, and he gave some thoughts on asking about style and quality and material. Well, today, we are also going to continue by looking at that idea of quality and wanting to know if there really are differences in quality when it comes to store-bought versus tailor-made suits.
Right, versus a suit that's been purchased in a store or a suit that has been made by a tailor. So SC asks Mr. Lin, are there differences in quality? And he says, well, there are often big differences in the quality of material. So here we're talking about the material that the suit is made of. So this shirt is probably made of the material cotton. So he says that there are big differences in the quality of material.
He does, and I believe that. He goes on to say that tailors tend to use higher quality materials like cashmere. Now let's stop there on that word. Cashmere is a very, very soft and often very expensive material, and it is made out of wool from special sheep. So it's hard to come by. It comes from one specific part of the world,
right,
and it's very nice and we might say luxurious.
Right. It's probably the most luxurious kind of wool. Very expensive, the softest kind of wool for sure. And he goes on to say, and they line the suits with silk. Now, silk is a very, very smooth, soft material, very strong, but also very soft. And so these suits are lined with silk. That means that silk has been added to the inside of the suit. So, yeah, if you line a suit with something, that means that you add a material to the inside of the suit.
Wow, can you imagine having a cashmere suit that has silk lining on the inside of it?
That would feel extremely soft and feel very comfortable.
I think that would be very comfortable as well. Well, he goes on to say that we also use inserts that are made out of horsehair. Let's stop on that word inserts for just a moment. Now, as a verb, if you insert something, you're putting something into something else. For example, I might insert a DVD into a DVD player to watch a movie. But as a noun, we're talking about something that has just been inserted into something else. So here, for a suit, an insert is maybe something that's made out of horse hair, that's been inserted into a part of the suit to make it more strong or sturdy. Maybe in the collar, you have inserts to make it look nice and crisp and strong.
Right, and this horse hair would be a very high quality material. So horsehair inserts help the suit keep its shape, and it would help the suit avoid wrinkles. Now, avoiding wrinkles is a very important thing to do when we want to look nice, because wrinkles, they don't look very nice when they're in your clothing.
They don't. They look a little bit messy, and it looks like maybe you didn't take much time getting ready for work or wherever you're going that morning. So a wrinkle is, it's the lines or the folds that often appear in material or quality. Maybe if you have clothes that you haven't been hanging up, maybe if you take them out of a drawer or something, they will have wrinkles on them, and you might need to iron them. So you want to avoid wrinkles on your suit, so you might need some nice horsehair inserts.
And these ready-made suits, or suits that are made in advance, so these would be pre-made and ready to sell, ready-made suits will often use lower quality materials like polyester wool blends. Now here, when we're talking about a blend, we're talking about a mixture of two or more different kinds of material. So here we're talking about a polyester wool blend. That's where polyester and wool have been blended or mixed together to form the suit.
That's right. Now, polyester is a material that is not natural. We might think of cotton or cashmere or wool, something like that, as being a natural material. But polyester is man-made, so it's a little bit cheaper. So these pre-made suits, or these ready-made suits, are often made with these blends, which makes them a bit cheaper than if you go to a tailor and want a very nice quality suit.
And they also use paper linings. So we're talking about ready-made suits also use paper linings and will lose their shape if they get wet. Yeah, I guess if we're comparing horsehair to paper, yeah, horsehair could keep its shape even if it got wet. But if paper gets wet, it loses its shape. So here, I think we can definitely see a difference in quality.
I agree. Now, another big difference is that ready-made suits are machine-made. They are both cut and sewn by machine. But tailor-made suits are cut and sewn by hand. It looks like the tailor puts a lot of time and effort into each and every suit that he makes. I think if I was going to buy a suit, I would go with a tailor-made one. Well, right now we're going to visit the chat room and take a break, but stay with us because we will be back with more on Johnson Lean.
So, Ashley, you really like my suit, huh?
Your suit? Oh, you mean the jacket.
Jacket? I'm not wearing a jacket. This is a suit.
It's a suit jacket. You're not wearing the pants that go with the jacket.
Wait a minute. You mean the jacket and the pants make up a suit?
Yes. When you talk about a suit, you're referring to a set of garments from the same material, and they include a jacket and pants.
So when you say jacket, you're not talking about something casual, like a denim jacket.
No. There are all kinds of jackets. Some are casual and some are formal. A suit jacket is part of business attire. When people go for interviews, they usually dress in suits to project a respectable image.
What about calling someone a suit? I've heard that.
Oh, that's a slang expression. People who are part of the management staff in a company might be referred to as suits because they all wear suits.
Okay, that makes sense.
But calling someone a suit is not really complimentary. If you call someone a suit, you're usually looking down on him.
Oh, it's like the person is not human.
That's exactly the meaning. You're treating him like an object.
I see. Well, thanks for explaining all that.
No problem.
Suit 是西装，指的是整个套装，而不光是西装外套。如果你只是穿西装外套，而裤子呢是不同质料的，那并不能说你穿的是 suit， 那只是一件 suit jacket。因此 jacket 除了可以翻译成夹克，也可以指任何的外套，包括正式场合穿的外套。Suit 有一个俚语的用法，指的是公司的高阶主管，因为这些人几乎都是穿着 suits， 但是这个称呼呢，通常是带着贬损的语气，批评公司那些没有人性冷血的主管。比如说 The suits from upstairs are planning another layoff， 楼上的主管们在计划裁员。好，我们休息一下，马上回来。
Hey friends, welcome back from the break. Well, I'm certainly not a standard-sized person. One of my biggest problems with clothes is trying to get a shirt that fits me. Most of the time, store-bought shirts have sleeves that are just too short. I guess it's time for me to find a tailor. But there are so many of them. Which ones are good? And which ones can I trust?These are the questions we ask our expert in this final portion of the lesson, which begins there on line 16.
A trip to the tailor.
There are many tailors, so how do you know which ones are good and which aren't?
You have to try and see. You can't just trust a shop that says it is good.If a tailor is good, people will introduce their friends to the shop. Their business will grow by word of mouth.
Do you have any advice for our students?
Yes. Choosing a tailor will save you a lot of trouble. If you go to a tailor, you know your suit will fit you well. And if it is a good suit, it will last you a long time.
Welcome back. So we've been talking a lot about the differences between store-bought suits and tailor-made suits. So suits that have been made by a tailor. And before the break, we saw a sentence in our article that said that ready-made suits are sewn by machine. So that they use a machine to create these suits. Whereas tailor-made suits are cut and sewn by hand. Now, by hand means they're created, with people's hands. So they're handmade or they're created by hand.
And you know, after going over this last section of our text, I'm realizing that that's not the only difference. There are many differences in quality when it comes to tailor-made suits versus ready-made or store-bought suits. It seems like a tailor-made suit might end up being a little bit more expensive, but it sounds like you get such a quality suit that it would be well worth the money. You're getting inserts made of horsehair and very fine materials like cashmere and silk, and it's, of course, being made to your exact specifications, exactly how you want it, so that it fits you perfectly, and I would assume lasts for many, many years. I think tailor-made suits are the way to go.
Right, and it can last a person many, many years because as their body shape changes over time, these tailor-made suits can be adjusted to fit them. So I think, tailor-made suits, I think I want to visit the tailor, the next suit that I buy.
I think that's a great idea. So tailor-made suits, we're still talking to Johnson Lean, though. So let's ask him another question about his profession. We say, there are so many tailors, so how do you know which ones are good and which ones aren't? I think this is a great question because if you do indeed want to get a quality suit, then you need to go to a quality tailor. And right. So it's important to know how to locate one.
Right. And there are so many. So how do you know who is a good tailor? Well, Mr. Lean says that you have to try and see. You can't just trust a shop that says it's good. And that makes sense because everyone claims to be good, but how do you know if they're really a quality tailor? Well, you have to try and see.
It's like a lot of things in life. I think of taking a car to a mechanic. You want to find someone who is good, or even going to visit a restaurant. You have to go and try the food to know if it's good. You can't just assume that it's good without going. So same for a tailor. You need to go and actually have him or her even do something for you, make something for you to see if it's good. And Mr. Lean goes on to say that if a tailor is good, people will introduce their friends to the shop.
Okay, that's right. And he goes on to say that their business will grow by word of mouth. So word of mouth is the way that a lot of businesses grow. If you enjoy a restaurant, then you will probably go and tell your friends or tell your family about your good experience at that restaurant. And so when you tell other people about a good experience or a bad experience, this word is traveling by word of mouth.
And I usually count on that word of mouth for a lot of things. For example, if I want to go see a movie, I usually only go if I've heard by word of mouth from my friends that it's a good movie. So this is a great way to spread the news about a tailor. If you know a good tailor, maybe you should start telling your friends so that tailor receives more business. We have one more question from Mr. Lean today. We ask, do you have any advice for our students? And our students being you, of course, students of Studio Classroom. And what does he say?
Well, he says, yes, choosing a tailor will save you a lot of trouble. So it doesn't sound like it will save money necessarily, but it sounds like it will definitely save you a lot of trouble. And you will end up with a better quality suit.
And if you go to a tailor, you know your suit will fit you well. Remember, you've undergone many fittings. You've picked out the type of material you want, the look of the material, the lining. You've picked it all out, and it has been made just for you. So it will definitely fit you well, and it will save you a lot of trouble, and you will be able to keep your suit for a long, long time. As he says, if it's a good suit, it will last you a long time. So, Chip, you think you might want to go to the tailor and get a tailor-made suit?
This article definitely makes me want to go to the tailor because I have two suits, actually, and I like them. I think they look pretty good, and they're okay quality, but they don't fit me exactly the way that I want them to fit me. So I think if I get a tailor-made suit, it will fit me perfectly, and it can be adjusted as my body changes its shape over the years.
Well, maybe we should take a trip to see Mr. Lean to see if he could make you a nice quality suit. Well, we hope that you enjoyed hearing from Mr. Lean today, and we hope that maybe if you're in the market for a suit that you would consider going to visit a tailor to have one made just for you that would last for a very long time. Right now, we have some more information. In fact, we have one more question for our expert, Mr. Lean, so stay tuned for that, and then watch the skit. We'll see you next time on Studio Classroom.
Here's one more question for our expert. How has the tailoring business changed over the 40 years you've been a tailor? The biggest thing is the quality of the cloth. Years ago, we used a lot of polyester because it wears well and doesn't wrinkle. But it doesn't breathe and can be uncomfortable. Now, the quality of material has improved a lot.
Today, we're talking to a tailor.
The word tailor comes from a word that means to cut. A tailor needs to cut out many pieces of cloth, and after all the pieces are cut out, the sewing begins.
What? You mean I have to sew all of these pieces of cloth together? That's hard work.
Yes, it is. You have your work cut out for you.
What did you say?
I said you have your work cut out for you. That's an English idiom that means you have a difficult job to do.
Oh, then I have my work cut out for me.
Yes, you do. You'd better start sewing.
I will. Oh, no. Look, you have a small tear in your shirt.
Oh, don't worry. I'll fix it later.
No. You should fix it right away. Remember, a stitch in time saves 9.
A stitch in time saves 9?
Yes. If you notice a small tear, repair it before it gets worse. Maybe now it only needs 1 stitch, but if you wait, the tear may get bigger and you may need 9 stitches.
Oh, that's good advice. I'll remember it. A stitch in time saves 9.
Well, I'd better get busy. I have to sew all these pieces together.
Yes, you've got your work cut out for you.
I sure do.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先，我们看 line 这个动词 ，line 在这里不是指排队，而是指给衣服做衬里。例如 ，The tailor lined the jacket with silk。裁缝师傅把这件衬衫做了丝质的衬里。或者是 ，The expensive coat was lined with fur。这件昂贵的大衣里面做了毛皮的衬里。line 也指内部铺满了某个东西。例如 ，The fitting room was lined with wall-to-wall mirrors。这个试衣间里面全部铺满了由天花板到地面的镜子。继续我们看的是 blend 这个名词。blend 在这里特别是指混纺的布料。例如 ,the sheet's fabric is a blend of linen and cotton。这个床单的布料是亚麻跟棉料的混纺。blend 也指其他种类的混合物。例如 ,his favorite blend of coffee is scarcely found in Asia。他最喜欢的混合咖啡在亚洲很难找得到。或者是 a delightful blend of oriental fragrance, 混合着各式东方香味的清新香水。最后我们看的是 by word of mouth 这个成语。by word of mouth 是指口耳相传。例如 ,rumors of Sean being fired spread quickly throughout the company by word of mouth. Sean 被解雇的谣言很快在公司透过口耳相传传遍了。或者是She was informed by word of mouth. 她是透过口头的传达被通知的。And we're running out of time. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
A trip to the tailor.
Are there differences in quality?
There are often big differences in the quality of material.Tailors tend to use higher quality materials like cashmere, and they line the suits with silk. They also use inserts that are made out of horsehair. Horsehair inserts help the suit keep its shape and avoid wrinkles. Ready-made suits will often use lower quality materials like polyester wool blends. They also use paper linings and will lose their shape if they get wet.Another big difference is that ready-made suits are machine-made. They are both cut and sewn by machine. Tailor-made suits are cut and sewn by hand.
There are many tailors, so how do you know which ones are good and which aren't?
You have to try and see. You can't just trust a shop that says it is good. If a tailor is good, people will introduce their friends to the shop.Their business will grow by word of mouth.
Do you have any advice for our students?
Yes. Choosing a tailor will save you a lot of trouble. If you go to a tailor, you know your suit will fit you well. And if it is a good suit, it will last you a long time.
special thanks once again to our expert, Mr. Johnson Lin. We appreciate the time you've taken to answer our questions and share your tailoring expertise with us. Friends, if you have a question about English or about life, you can ask Studio Classroom's very own Doris Brome. Her expertise in English and her experience in life make Doris a great person to turn to when you need an answer. If you want to write Doris, you'll find more information on page 10 in your magazines. Everyone, please join us tomorrow as we talk about your health. Until then, have a great day.